The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Chayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Atzlaha v'arvaha b'chol ma'asi yadav. Amen.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Yudchet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ilu Nishmat, Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenichal Began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied, Refuah Shelema, Shaul, Hai, Gavriel, Ben Sara, Shlomo ben Miriam, Yosef ben Sara, and Sara bat Rachel, and Tinok ben Dina. Inna refer lehim, inna refer lehim, inna refer lehim, fata nefesh, ufata guf, urfuatam, kerabal mavichen yirasum anumar, Amen. We are studying today's daf. Le'ilu Nishmat, Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva, Adav Shalom B'Shemuel, Fael, Shemuel Ben Gittel, Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden, Amen. We begin today's daf on Yudhet Amud Rishon, and we are four lines from the top. We are in the middle of a sugya where we have a machloket between Rav Huna and Shemuel, very fundamental machloket in Masechet Nedarim. The Mishnah said that a neder is hal on a neder. Which is called a neder betoch neder, to be precise. And what is a neder betoch neder? So we said a person could make on himself two nezirut. How does he make himself two nezirut? So according to Rav Huna, he has to come along and say, Hareni nazir ayom, Hareni nazir lemachar. So that type of case over there, both nezirut will be hal. And we said that the logic is that once he says, Hareni nezirut lemachar, so what he really does is extending his nezirut already by one day. And already there's no such thing as one day nezirut, stam nezirut shloshim yom. So therefore, it's really like he accepted upon himself two separate nezirut, meaning he holds 30 days, brings his korban for the first nezirut, and he starts already a second round. That was the shita of Rav Huna. That's the way. But if you would say, for example, ladeni nazir hayom, ladeni nazir hayom, according to Rav Huna, that is not acceptable. That nezirut is not acceptable. It's only considered he accepted upon himself one, where Shmuel argued, and Shmuel said, no, even if he said, any nazir ayom, any nazir ayom, it's considered two nazirut, and he argues, obviously, on Rav Huna. So comes Gemara and says, a question now against Rav Huna, Mativ Rav Minuna, nazir lehazir. We have a pasuk in the Torah, we have a double language. The pasuk in complete says, Dabir b'nei Yisrael v'matalim ish o isha, ki yafli lindor neder, nazir lehazir lehashem. So the fact that it has a double language, nazir lazir, nikach and nizirut hal al nizirut, which means from here we learn that what? That nizirut indeed is hal on nizirut. So the Gemara's shiachol, which means what? That it can. So now the Gemara's question, what do you need a pasuk for? Behalo dinu. What do you mean we have a kavahomer? Uma shivua hamura. We know that when it comes to shivua, in some aspect, shivua is considered hamur, is stringent. And what? In shivua hala al shivua. And still we say what? He can't make a shivua and a shivua. Nizirut kala. Nizirut, which is in one respect lenient than shivua. Lo kol sheken. Is it not a kol sheken that what? We should say that one nizirut should not be hal on a Nizut if Shivua, which is Hamura. We don't know what the Humra is yet. We'll wait for the Gemara to tell us what Humra we're referring to. But if it's Hamura, and still you're telling me what? It's not, you cannot make two Shivuot. Then Shivua, Hala Shivua, so Nazir, which is Kal. Kavahomer, it should not be acceptable. That's why you need a Pasuk. Talmud Lomar, Nazir, Lehazir. That's why you have the double language in the Pasuk. Mikan, Shanizirut, Hala, Hala, Nizirut. That's what the Pasuk is coming to, because without a Pasuk, I would have used a Kavahomer to say no. And if we have the pasuk to come and tell me that it is indeed yes, hal nizirut al nizirut. The Gemara says, "Hechi dameh." What is exactly the case? Ilema damarini nazir ayom, harini nazir lemachar. If it's the case, like we understood according to Rav Huna, where the guy says, "Harini nazir ayom, harini nazir lemachar," ha'kera bayap. Do I need a pasuk for that? It's obvious. Why shouldn't the nizirut hal? Which is a simple sevara. I added another day to my nizirut. Why shouldn't it be hal? Ela lav damarini nizir ayom, harini nizir ayom. Must be talking about the case, talking about the Hadush case, where the guy says that in Nizirayom, and the Hadush is what? You have two Nizirut. Viketani, Nizirut, Hal, Nizirut. And what does it say in the Draita? That indeed it is Hal, Nizirut, Hal, Nizirut. So Kasha against Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, no, don't learn the case. Hakam Askinan Kigon Shkabel Alav Shtein Nizirut Bevat Achat. We're talking about a guy accepted upon himself two Nizirut Bevat Atzamates, which means Hare Alay Shtein Nizirut, which is different than Areni Nazir Ayom and Nazir Ayom. When you do it separately and you make these acceptances of Unavatay, it's nothing. But here, when you say Hare Alay Shtein Nizirut, both of them are hal on him at the same time. So the Pasuk is coming Damion and Nazir Lazir. In such a case, the Nizirut indeed is going to be Hal. Now let's read the Ran. Mativ Rav Menuna. It's like 5 lines after they start getting, after they get wide. Mativ Rav Menuna, the short lines. The fifth short line. Right? So it says, "Ili ma'adamar hadini nazir ayom and nazir lemahar." I can abaya. Right? Do you need a pasuk to come and tell me hadini nazir ayom and nazir lemahar? The vaday kivad mitosaf yomai yetera b'shvin nizirut sheliya v'chol ma'ashvina ad oto yom b'shvin nizirut lishona hay pshita tzarik lanot lamed yom she'en nizirut pehutam lamed yom. Well, if the case is talking about hayom and mahar, I don't need a pasuk to come and tell me that pshita. I would have to count another round. The pasuk is coming to teach me. Vim tomar ulhay kira lamari pshita davile komer anin nazir shishim yom, which is the Ran has a question of the Gemara's answer. That's also pasuk. Well, let's say a guy would say harini nazir shishim yom. Would that be hal? Why not? So when the guy says hare alay shtei nizirut, so why would I think? Why would I need a pasuk to tell me that shtei nizirut is hal? Just like shishim yom is hal, so the chavra shtei nizirut should be hal. So the Ran says no. That the hadush of the pasuk is veishlomar ilav kera v'minashim neshishim yom keehad v'yabi korban v'atakra v'ashmir deshtei nizirut halukin avu dal kol lamed megaleiach u'mevi korban zeu pirush shemuazu al nachon. The hadush of the pasuk is not that you can accept upon yourself. Let's say. Both nizirut are hal. Why shouldn't it be hal? Like I said, if I'm accepting about myself 60 days of nizirut, why shouldn't it be hal? The hadush of the pasuk is that it's considered two separate nizirut. Meaning, after 30 days, you're over. Round one. Bring a korban and start the clock again for a second, right? And then bring a korban again after the second 30 days. The hadush is that both of them are hal in two separate nizirut vows. And therefore, we have the hadush of the nazir, lazir. Comes the Gemara, comes along and says, "Umay chumra d'shvu'a mineder." Now you told me in the Braita that if it wasn't for a pasuk, I would have learned from a kal vachomer of shvu'a, right? Without a pasuk, I would have learned that you cannot make a double nazirut from a kal vachomer of shvu'a, because shvu'a is considered hamura. Umay shvu'a hamura, and what shvu'a is hamura, and still what we said that in shvu'a halas shvu'a, so nazir shekal. So what is the chumrah that the Braita was referring to? If you tell me that the hadush of shivua is that it has a chumrah, that it's chal even on a non-entity, which means even on a non-tangible, well, if you're looking for chumrah, I'll tell you that neder, like we know it has a chumrah over shivua, that what? You can make a neder on a mitzvah, mashayik is shivua, which you can only do on voluntary items. So therefore, what's the chumrah that you're telling me shivua has over neder? Ela mishum dechtiv ba b'shivua lo yinakeh. So it says by shivua in the Torah, the words lo yinakeh, which means when a person, Chas v'Shalom, says the shivua, falsely breaks the din of shivua, the Torah says even if he gets malkut, lo yinakeh, there's still punishment. The Gemara says in another place that when Masechet Shavuot, when Borei Olam gave us the Isur of Lo Tisat Shem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, it says the whole world shook to show you the severity of the Avon. That's the Chumrah of Shavuot. Lo Yinakeh, you won't be clean. You're not forgiven. Meaning even with Malkut, is still outstanding punishment that a person is Hayab. So therefore, you see what through this Gemara. Right, Masechet Neder. Neder doesn't have that Lo Yinakeh factor. See, the person makes a neder and breaks it. He was over at Lo Yachad Devaro. He gets Malkut, and it's cleaned. So therefore, we see that what the Chumrah is. So basically, the Gemara was able to answer all the questions of Rav Huna. Comes the Gemara and continues. We're going to read to the end of the Amud, and we're going to go back to one piece of Ran, which is very, very important. Comes the Gemara and continues. Shivu'ah shelo ochal, ve'achal inu chayav ilachat. Okay, person, let's say, says, it's a quote from the Mishnah, on one loaf of bread, shivua shelo ochal, shivua shelo ochal. Right, he makes a double shivua on the same loaf of bread that he's not going to eat it. What did the Mishnah say? Inu chayav ila achal, which is if he eats it, he was only over one shivua, because we have a rule. En shivua hal al shivua. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rava. Rava said, Im nish'al al rishona shiniya hal alav. So Rava says, wait, that which we said in the Mishnah, that you only hayav one, don't think that the second shivua is nothing. The second shivua is viable in a certain case, which means, if let's say he went to the rabbi and he absolved himself from the first shivua, the second shivua falls into place. It's almost as if the reason why the second shivua is not hal, because no room. But once I get rid of the first shivua, the second shivua moves right in. So therefore, it is viable the gabet, not if I didn't absolve myself, but if the guy didn't absolve himself and he ate the bread, he'd only have one. But let's say he went to the rabbi and said, listen, I made a shivua that I'm not going to eat bread, I want out. Mutalak. That shivua now is gone. The second shivua comes right in. And if he eats the bread, he'll still be hayab. That's the chidush of Rava. Let's read that inside. Amar Rava im nish'al al rishona. That's Rava's proof that the second shivua is viable, at least legabe, if he rids himself of the first one, that the second one moves in. So it says, medelo ketani eno ela ahat. From the fact that the Mishnah did not say that when he makes two shivuot, that it's only one. That wasn't the language of the Mishnah. V'ketani eno hayav ela achat. All the pasuk, all the Mishnah's language was he's only hayav. He's only liable on one. What's the explanation? Ravhahu deletla. There's no room for it to enter. Ki mitchal al havirta. However, when he makes a an absolving, when he rids himself of the first one, hayla, then the second one is able to move in. The Shna Harina, Gemara wants to say the same point to prove Rava, just from in a different lashon. Hiyubahu deleka. Yeah, you're not going to be hayav, but if he eats the bread, he's not going to be hayav two shivuot. You're not going to be hayav for going against two shivuot. Ha shivua ika. Yeah, you're not going to be hayav, but it is a shivua. Lemayil cheta. What do you mean? What nafkamina? It's you're not hayav, but it's considered a shivua. So it says lichdraba for Rabbah's din. Damar Rava nishal rishona al talos sheniya tahtaya. That what again? Like we said, if he made a shivua and he was absolved it, the second one moves in. So it's basically just a different lashon, but teach me the same yesod of Rava. So Yabanana wants to bring a proof to Rava. Lema misayale. Let's bring a proof to Rava. Mi shenadar shte nizirut. Okay, a person, not by shivua, I'm going to bring it ayah by nizirut. A person accepted upon himself two nizirut. Umanat rishona, we had this case in yesterday's daf, and he counted the first nizirut. Vefrish korban, and he even designated a korban for the first nizirut. Vinish'al aleha, and then what did he do? He absolved himself from that whole nizirut retroactively. Alta lo shiniya barishona. What happens? The second nizirut that he accepted moves in. So you see this concept that when a person accepts upon himself two nizirut, similarly we want to make a comparison to like a guy accepting upon himself two shivuot, where it would not be hal, but, I mean it would not be hal at the present time, but if you rid of the first one, the second one moves in. So you see a proof, just like by nazir it can happen, so to buy shivuot. Gemara says, no, kegon shekibel lav shtei nizirut bebat achat. The Gemara says, no, you cannot bring it ayah from this case of Nizirut, because the reason why this case over here, the second one moves in, because both of them were hal simultaneously, because he accepted upon himself shtei Nizirut bevatachat. Now, we have to see the Ran to appreciate exactly what the Gemara's proof was and what the rejection was. But let's just get the format, what the Gemara's trying to do over here. Rava made a statement. Rava's statement was very basic. Rava's statement is that what? That if a person makes a shivua shlo ochal kikarzu, shivua shlo ochal kikarzu, the second shivua, you're not hayav on that shivua, but it's viable in the sense that if the first shivua was absolved, the second shivua now is on the person. So the Gemara thought to bring a ra'ayah to Rava. From where? From the case of Nizirut. Albeit Nizirut is not shivua, but in concept, I wanted to bring a ra'ayah that what? So by Nizirut, a guy makes himself, accepts upon himself two Nizirut. He got to the end of his first Nizirut, he even designated a korban. Then he says, you know what? I'm out. I want to absolve myself. So now the second Nizirut moves in, meaning those 30 days that he kept could be used for the Second is Yirut, and he brings the Korban, etc. So you see what? That same concept applies by Nizirut. So we wanted to use that by Shivuah. There's no proof. You know what the case of Nizirut is talking about? We accepted upon himself two Nizirut simultaneously. Now, why does that break the proof? We have to see exactly the Ram. So look at the Ram on the bottom. Lema Mesaya Le Mishinadar Bet Nizirut. Now, Man de Mesaya Le Rabba Meha. Now, the Ram speaking out, understanding it. The one that's bringing this Ra'ya for Rabba from this Braita, Al Korhin Kiravuna Svirale. First of all, he must hold like Ravuna. The Amar, the Beomer and Nizirayom. Harin Nizirayom. We're going with that premise that when a guy says "Hadini nizirayom," it's nothing. The second one is nothing because you cannot accept nizirut like that. Because if you can hold like Shmuel, the amad filu bichi agavnam nizirut chala ala nizirut, my kam misaya lil rava. Then you have no ra'ayah for rava. Why? Dilma shani yachad b'shaas shenider chala shtehen, which means if you're going to go like Shmuel that says. The reason why the second one can move in is because both of them are hal. Because according to Shmuel, that's considered a two valid nedarim. But I could argue, but by Shivuah, but when a guy says Shivuah shelo ochal, Shivuah shelo ochal, maybe Shmuel will agree that in that case of the second Shivuah is not hal at all. Because already he's Musba Ve'omer already from his Shivuah. So therefore, if you're going to hold like Shmuel, I can make a haluk between the Braita's case and the Shivuah case. We know that Ayaro for Rabbah. I can tell you, the Braita was talking about when he said Shivuah Yom, Shivuah Yom. How does Shmuel look at that? As two separate items that are hal. Because it's not the Katuf. Okay, so since both of them are hal, so if I absolve myself in the first one, but die the second one will take in, kick in. But that doesn't mean bring me Ra'ya to Shivuah. I can tell you by Shivuah, when you said Shivuah Shlochal, Shivuah Lochal, at that time, the second one is not Chal Bechlal. So you have no Ra'ya if you're going like Shmuel. Le'olam emalach, tekevan de lochay lahashta, lochay lanami kimitshi la'nishona. And a vadai, that's the point. You know what this bright is going like? And this whole proof? This vira le kravuna mesayale. This is going like Ravuna. That what? Lachi kama di'i, vadai, ha'im atnita, b'mer adini nezir ayom, and nezir ayom. Beautiful. It's going like that, where he said, according to Ravuna, is it hal? No. But still, even though it's not hal midin nizirut, he still says it's viable gabe the filling. That if I get rid of the first, so I bring it ayat to Shivuah. Even though the second Shivuah is not hal, but it's viable to move in if I get rid of the first one. Instead, we bring it ayah. So he says, mitukma vefidu achi nehid b'shashin adar. Lo hayil neder sheni. According to Rabuna, ki mitchil a neder rishon hayil. But you see what? When you get rid of the first neder, the second neder moves in. Uchte Rabba. Di'i be'omer harin nezir ayom harin nezir l'machar. Askinan. Maybe you'll tell me the Baita is talking about harin nezir ayom harin nezir l'machar. U'meshubachi ketani artal lo shriya b'rishona. Lefi shiv'a shenazar. Halu shten imken heki ketani artal lo shriya b'rishona. Heike yomai yetera. It cannot be this case over here, like we learned on yesterday's daf. It cannot be the case you're talking about Harin Nezir Yom and Nezir Mahar. Because the Braita's deen would not make sense. That if I got rid of the first one, the second one moves in. The second one doesn't move in. You're short one day. It would have to move in plus a day. So therefore, that cannot be the case. So the Ran methodically proved to us. The case must be talking about Harin Nezir Yom, Harin Nezir Yom, Adiba the Ravuna. And what's the Hiddush? That even though according to Ravuna, when you say that language, you don't have two nizirut on you. The first nizirut is the one, and the second one is not hal. And what is the writer saying? But it can be filled in. You can use it as a fill-in. Like a bear for a person, let's say, backed out of the first one. This can be a fill-in. Also similar to Shivuah then. It's exactly like Shivuah. Hareni Shivuah Shlokal, Shivuah Shlokal. The second Shivuah is not hal bichlal, but still, I say, use it as a fill-in. So Ravai, you have a proof. And what's the Gemara's rejection? Continue on. V'dache. V'dache b'kaka. K'gon sh'kim alav sh'tei nizirut b'vat achat askenan. The case is talking about where even Rav Huna would agree both nizirut are hal. What's the case where even he agrees? Harini b'kaka alav sh'tei nizirut. In that case, even Rav Huna says both of them are hal. U'meshumachi ki nish'al rishona t'lo sh'liya b'rishona. You know why? Lefi sh'b'sha'a sh'nadar havi sh'tei nizirut ne'uyot lahul.
they're too viable in the zinut, they're able to be hal.
Aval b'shvuot ne'olam imalak dekev neshniya lo chayla, ki afka mepumeki mitchurun nami lo chayla.
But by shvuot, since the second was not hal b'chlal, so maybe I'll tell you, you don't go with the filling. So therefore, you have no ra'aya to rava from this case. I'm going to repeat it again outside. The Gemara says, oh, I have a ra'aya, perfect, beautiful ra'aya from rava. Case of the Braita. What's the case of the Braita? Let's go straight to the case. Alibad Ravuna. Guy said, Harin is it a yom? Harin is it a yom? Beautiful. According to Ravuna, is that second neder anything? No. That's his case. Beautiful. And what's the Braita saying? Still, if he absolves himself from the first neder, it moves in. Well, so you see, very good. So similar by Shivua. Shivua shlo ochal ki karzu, Shivua shlo ochal ki karzu. Is the second Shivua hal? No. But still, it'll move in. We have a parallel case. Give us no. So you're learning the case wrong. The case you're talking about where he said, nizirut bevatahat. There, the second nizirut is hal. Because when he does it simultaneously, even Rav Huna agrees, it's hal. That's why if I get rid of the first one, the second one moves in. But you have no da'ya by Shivua, where the second one is not hal bichlal, then if I get rid of the first one, it's going to move in. So we've rejected the da'ya to Rava. But still, turn page of the top of the Ran. Ulyan halakha, kaimanan ki Rava. But still, la halakha, we hold like Rava. Dinihi de idhaya si'ata, even though we would dohe the ra'ya, shmateta lo idhaya. His deen is not idha. I mean, he said what he said. And therefore, the halakha, we take it, and therefore, even if a person comes along and makes two shivu'ot, where the shivu'ah is not hal, but it's hal enough to be viable if he makes she'ela on the first one. Now let's read the Ran on Amud Rishon, an interesting case. Starting from the paragraph of Hilkach. Hilkach Daktina. He's giving you some law now. Just like we have a rule now that in shivua hal al shivua you're not going to be hayav twice. Kach in neder hal al neder. So to in neder hal al neder. Not by nizirut. By where? The im amar kunam alai ki karzu kinam kunam alai ki karzu enu hayav ela achat. Which really the Ran told us this on the Mishnah, that which we say neder halal neder is adin davka by nizirut, where you have two separate countings. That if I come along on the same loaf of bread, konam alaiki karzu, konam alaiki karzu, and then I eat it, I'm only going to be over once. So in that case, neder and shivua are the same. Dechi tana yesh neder betoch neder davka limnot shte nizirut hu damnik dechativna. But in this case, Nedarim is going to be more stringent than Shavuot. In which case? Shenedarim halin ala Shavuot. A Nedar can be hal on a Shavuot. Shavuot she ochal ki karzu. Kunam she lo ochal. The kunam is going to be hal on the Shavuot. But a shivua cannot be hal on the reverse case on a nedarim. If I come along and say kunam alaiki karzu, there's a shivua she'ochal, that shivua is not hal on a nedir. A nedir can be hal on a shivua, speaking out clearly, and a shivua not on a nedir. Now, kitzat, nishpa she'ochal kikarzu. He made a shivua, I swear he's going to eat this kikar. Ve'harkach asro alav bekunam. Then he came along and said, "Kunam, I'm not eating it." Asu le'uchlo. Now, what's the ra'aya that you could make a neder on a shivua? So the Ram brings a wonderful ra'aya, something we learned already. A person comes along and says, "Kunam alai sukkah." What do we say? He can't sit in the sukkah. No. Aye, but he has a shivua on him already. That he has to sit in the sukkah. So you see what? That a kunam overrides a shivua. So just like you could make a kunam on the mitzvah, which you're mushbal ve'omer, so what's the mitzvah? So kol sheken, if you can make a kunam on a mushbal ve'omer from a kadosh baruch hu, kol sheken, you'd be able to make a kunam on a mushbal on his own item. So he says, kedami ne'el, kunam sukkah shani oseh, lulav shani notel, asur. Ubevadai, dechi hechi deneder hal adavar mitzvah, hayil nameh, ashivua. Shemitzvah v'shvuot shtem isur gavrahen.
Both the shivua, personal and a mitzvah, it's on the guy. And you still see what? That the neder is able to override them. B'shiv al taseh. Right, by abstaining, which means I'm not sitting in the sukkah. B'shiv al taseh. Ve'efshar gamken, shekeshem shanidr hal al shivua lebatela. Just like I told you now, the Ran says, that a neder can be hal al shivua to override it. Kach hal lekayema. So too, it'll be hal to fulfill. What's the case? Kshanishma shelo yuchal kikarzu. Reverse case. He made a shiva, I'm not eating. Ve'hazar ve'asro alav b'kunam. And then he reinforced. He said, right, kunam I'm not, kunam this kikar. Ve'achlo hayav shtayim. You're going to be hayav b'din shivu'a, and you're going to be hayav b'din neder. Ve'chin b'din. Im debatel in halil. Ve'kayem lo kol sheken. Hadai. If the neder is hal, lebatel shivu'a. Of course, it'll be hal, the kayem the shivua. It's two separate things. Umayi ta'ma gufe de kativna. The kevan de shivuot litnihu ela isur gavra. So what is shivuot do? Shivuot is oser, the person. Ki amar kunam mitosaf be isur chavsa. There's room to add. Shivua, I'm osering the gavra. And when I say the kunam, now already I'm adding the chavsa. So there's room to do that. Aval, the opposite. Shivot halot al nedarim. If I made a neder first on the item, kunam on the item, the shivua cannot nevatel it. Why? Lo nevatel v'lo l'kayim. Not to uproot it and not to enforce it. Reinforce it. Shim asar al atzmo kikar. V'chazar v'nishba alav shiyuchel enu. Pshita she'enu rashay le'ukhlo. V'chen nameri apos nishba alav shelo yuchlenu. He swore that he's not going to eat the item. Eno over ela mishum bal yachel, which you're not going to be over on the isud of shivuah in that case. Well, actually, once you made the shivuah, you cannot reinforce it with a. Once you made the ned, so you cannot reinforce it with a shivuah. You just over bal yachel of the ned. Veleka lememar, don't tell me dichiyehi the isud hafatzim den darim hayla isud gavrad the shivuot achenami isud gavrad the shivuot lechula isud hafatzad den darim. Why don't you tell me? I just gave you a sevara that when a guy, let's say, makes a shivua, you can make a neder after it because I'm adding. Isur gabra, I'm now adding isur hafsa. So say the opposite. Say once I made isur hafsa, I can add now isur gabra. Say both ways. So you can't say. You know why? He says mishum de benedarim ki hechi ditbu isur hafsa isur gabra name itbu shere mekevan shene esar alav. You're right. Well, how's the neder work? What's the mechanics? I'm asserting this hafza. So this is called isur hafza. This item now is asur on me. Now, what's the law? What's on me now? I can't eat this item. And if I eat this item, lo yachel devaro. So there were every neder starts off with isur hafza. But becomes isur gavra because now I can't eat enough from over. I get lo yahad devaro, so there's no room for the shivua to be hal. Mm-hmm. What is? I'm already asur gavra. What's the shivua gonna do? Mashenke by shivua, she was on the guy. So therefore, I'm adding now isur hafza. It's not on the thing itself. It's just on the guy. So therefore, that's why it works one way, but it doesn't work the other way. That's the Yushami says. It's a very important ran over here. That he says, we know the din nizirut petoch nizirut, like we learned in the Mishnah. Now we know the law ein shivua hal shivua. The chiddush of the Suran is that a neder can be hal on a shivua, just like a neder can be hal on a mitzvah, and it can be hal not only lekayim to reinforce, it can be hal even lebatel. However, the opposite is not so. That once I made a neder, so I cannot have a shivua, not lekayim and not lebatel. We go to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah now gives us a rule in Nedarim. Setam Nedarim Leachmir. Upirusham Leakel. What's the rule? Guy makes a Neder. The Neder can be interpreted in one of two ways. Now, if he was explicit when he said the Neder, he said what exactly his Kavanah is. That's not a stam neder. That's, he was mefarish. We're talking about a guy where he said vague language, and there's two ways to interpret it. Now, if you explain it one way, it'll be a neder. But if you explain it another way, it's not going to be a neder. So the rule is vague language or stam language, you go lahmir. And therefore you say the neder is hal. That's the law. Setam nedarim lahmir. Upirusham lahkir. Pirusham means, if let's say you went to the guy and asked him, you know, what did you mean when you said that? He said, I meant this, this, this. If he gives a pirush to it, you go lahkir. So it's only talking about where you did it stam and you didn't have a pirush. But pirusham lahkir. Now the Mishnah is going to give us, at least the first part of this Mishnah, is going to give us all examples of setam nedarim lahmir. Kesa. What's the case? What's the case of setam nedarim lahmir? Look at the Ran. Setam nedarim lahmir upirusham lakel. Kiloman mi shenadar viyesh lefresh lashono lahmir v'lakel. Kol shiro pidesh ehad mehem leman etkaven hofchim bestama lahmir. Guy made a statement. Can go either the kula, the humra, it's vague. Go the humra. Now we start. Kirta, what's the case? Amar, hare alai kebasar maliyah. Kiyayin nesech. Im bishil shamayim. Okay, so let's let me read the Mishnah. Im bishil shamayim nadar, asur. Im bishil avodat kuchavim nadar, mutar. Vi im satam, asur. Okay, what did the guy do? He came along, he has a heifetz in front of him. He said, this item over here is going to be like basar maliyah, salted meat. Now, salted meat is another way of saying korban.
Yes.
Because we have a rule. We have the brit melach. Alkol korbanecha takriv melach. And every sacrifice that you bring, you have to put salt. So therefore, another way of saying is basar maliyah. Because every korban has the salt on it. Fine. So normally you say, hadayam like a korban, so the item becomes asur. But he didn't say the word korban. He said basar maliyah. Now that could be maybe basar maliyah to avodah zarah. He didn't specify. So if he says basar maliyah, since that terminology can be interpreted as to avodah zarah, if you say it for avodah zarah asur. So you can't be matfis on an item like we said, something that's isur already. So therefore, if he said beferush basar maliyah lashamayim, nothing to talk about. If he said avodah zarah, nothing to talk about. He said, "Stam harizik basar maliyah." So the din is, "Im bishel shamayim nadar asur, im bishel avodat kuchavim nadar mutar, the im setam asur." That's a clay case of stam nedarim lahmir. Let's read the Ran. Kesat hare alayki basar maliyah inesek. Kain esek, the same thing. The yain that you pour on the mizbeah, either for a korban or avodah zarah. Kedomar kesat karui setam nedarim ha'omer. כבשר מליח ויין נסק, למשמע של שמיים, וקרי לבשר מליח משום דכתיב על כל קורבנך תקריב מלח. ומשהו אדם משל עבודת כוכבים, כי אגבנה. הבי סתם נדרים, ואם פירש של שמיים אסור, ואם פירש של עבודת כוכבים מותר, ואם סתם, תמשמע אחרי ומשמע אחרי אסור. הרי שסתם נדרים להחמיר. That's the classic case that the Mishnah gives. Now the Gemara gives another example. הרי עלי כחרם. Okay, let's review. Guy says the word harem. Now, harem could mean one of two items. There's harme kohanim, and there's harme shamay, which is like a bidika bite item. What is harme kohanim? I come along and say, this item is, if I said it before, I say, this is harem, or this item is like harem of the kohanim. What is harme kohanim? You got to give an item, this item to the kohanim. Yeah. What do the kohanim do with this item? They use it. Mutar. And normally when a guy says an item like, it should be like Hadamek Kohanim, he means Hadamek Kohanim after it's given to the Kohanim already. Well, after it's given to the Kohanim already, Mutar. So if he meant Hadamek Kohanim, there's no neder. So they're saying Hadamek Mutar. But there's also Hadamek Bet Gabayit. Hadamek Bet Gabayit means I'm consecrating this item to give it to the treasury of the Bet HaMikdash, they're going to use it for their funds. That's Kodesh. So therefore, this item will be Asur. So therefore, if I said Hadamek Kohanim, the item is Mutar. If I said harame bet kabayit, this item is asur. Now let's say I said stam. Hareze kehenim. Vague languages. Harame kohanim or harame bet kabayit. Stam nedarim lahmir. I say what is going to be asur. Let's read inside the Mishnah. Hare alai kehenim. Im kehenim shel shamayim asur. Harame shamayim means bet kabayit, meaning asur the treasury. Dim kehenim shel kohanim mutar. Dim satam asur. Okay, no down over here, but that's the interpretation. Now, let's read the Tosafot over here for a second. You see the Tosafot on the right margin, just to see clarity, because there's no down here. Go all the way down. V'im shel kohanim mutar. See, it's like two-thirds of the way down. V'im shel kohanim mutar.
First very wide.
Ve'af al gav. Techot zeman shen bebet ha'ba'ali bare neke g'desh techot devrehem. Now, even though, what do you mean? Even if you say hermek kohanim, hermek kohanim is asur, which means until I give it to the kohen, this item is asur. Mekom akom da'ato lehatara. Vafidu im temsir lomad bikara matfiz devaro de talan et robe shel kohanim shema da'ato le'achar shen ba'o lidea gizma shen kehodin lechot devrehem. That's the part I want to show you. Which means the guy's intention when he says this item here is going to be like Hermek Kohanim, he means it's like Hermek Kohanim after he gave it to the Kohen. After he gave it to the Kohen, it's mutar. The Kohen could do whatever they want with it. That's why it's Lashon Hetir. That's what Tosafot speaks out. Mashiach would say Hermek Shamayim, so you got to give it to Bet HaMikdash. And when they get it, it's not mutar either. They can only use it for Kodesh. Good. So you say Stam Haramim Mutar. Next case. Hare alaykim ma'asir. Okay, guy comes along and says, this item over here, matfis, this item, is going to be like ma'asir. Now, im ki ma'asir be'eman nadar asur, v'im shil gorin mutar, v'im satam asur. Okay, there's two ma'asirs. You have, let's say, ma'asir be'ema, let's say you have ma'asir rishon. What's ma'asir be'ema? Guy has a herd of animals. So every year he has to give 10%. How does he give the 10%? He makes a little doorway, and he lets the animals walk through the doorway. And the 10th one he brains, puts like a red mark on it, and that he has to give to the Kohen. Okay, that's the din of Ma'asir Behema. Now Ma'asir Behema, that's an item that you make Kodesh. You have to brand the 10th one. So therefore, technically, if I said, this item over here will be like Ma'asir Behema, it's hal. Because what's the law when you matfis? It has to be an item that's Asur Beneder. So Ma'asir Behema is an item that's Asur Beneder. I was also saying it. Therefore, I could be matfis. So if I said, Davar Zeke Ma'asir Behema, it's hal. Now let's say another case. Let's say I said, Davar Zeke Ma'asir Levi, or Ma'asir Rishon. Now Ma'asir Rishon is mutar, really. Even if a zar, a non-Levi, ate Ma'asir Rishon, it's okay. So if I say, Harizik Ma'asir Rishon, this is Mutar. That's the clarity, the clarification cases. Now what about a case where I said, Setam? Davar ze ke Ma'asir. Do you mean Ma'asir Behema? Or do you mean Ma'asir Rishon? Stam Nidarim Nachmi. You have to say, Ma'asir Behema. You have to go Nachmi, and therefore the item is going to be Asur. Good? Okay. Next case. Hare alai kitruma. Oh, the guy just gave a language, kitruma. Now again, there's two terumot you could say over here. Im kitruma talishka nadar asur. Vim shel goren mutar. Vim satam asur. This teruma, regular teruma. We learned earlier already, regular teruma is considered davara asur, which means davara asur in the sense, you can, if you say it, you cannot be matfis but davara asur. It's like hazir lehavdil. It's intrinsic. The item is intrinsic. And therefore, if I meant teruma, meaning regular teruma that I give to the Kohen, mutar. However, it can also mean teruma talishka. What is teruma talishka? The half a shekel that I give to the Bet HaMikdash. But teruma talishka, you're designating it, and you're making it Kodesh, and therefore be asur. So if I say teruma talishka, asur. If I say teruma gedola that I give to the Kohen, mutar. Teruma setam, Asur, Stam Nidarim, Lahmir. Comes the Gemara, Mishnah gives a rule now. Devei Rabbi Meir. All this we said is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Setam Teruma Bihuda Asura. He makes a difference where you are. If you're in the Yehuda region and you say, Davar Ze Kitruma, it's Asura. Why? Because in the Yehuda region, they did not have a lot of kohanim. So therefore, when a guy would say teruma, he didn't mean you're giving it to the kohanim. Eli must have meant Terumat Lishka. You're giving it to the church treasury of Beit HaMikdash. Bagalil mutar. But in the Galil, it's the opposite. Be mutar. Because you assume it's regular Terumah. Why in Galil it's mutar? She'en ad shigil makirim mit Terumat Lishka. Because they were too far away. They didn't give money to live in all the way in the Galil, all in the north. They're far away from the treasury. So therefore, Stam, when they would make a statement and say Terumah, they were referring to regular Terumah. Mm-hmm. Now, Setam, look at the Ran. Stam Terumah B'Yudah Asura. Actually, the Ran says a little different than I said. Look at the Ran's language. Stam Terumah B'Yudah Asura, why? The fish should be Yudah Mituksu Kirubim Lebet HaMikdash. This is Yudah. Yudah is right next to Yerushalayim. Terumah Telishka Namet Terumah Stam Karuda. Vavid Estam Nidarim Lachmir. He's giving that because there was no Kohen anywhere. Because they were close. Since they were close to Yerushalayim, they would give a lot of donations to the Beit HaMikdash. So when they say Terumah in Yehuda, it means Terumah of the Lashka. Next, Ran. She'en anshei galil makirim b'terumat Lashka, she'metok she'u rechokim Yerushalayim, ve'lo yu regidim b'terumat Lashka. They didn't give too many donations to the Beit HaMikdash, too far. Lo karu et Terumat Stama, ela Terumat Lashka karu la. Which means if they would want to refer to Terumat Lashka, they would say Terumat Lashka. Hilka kinadru b'terumat Setam, they can also forget about Terumat Lashka, which is why when they say Terumah, they're far away from Beit HaMikdash. They mean Terumah Regila, and Terumah Regila cannot be Matfis. They must mutar. Last case of the Mishnah: Setam Haramim Bihuda Mutarim BeGalil Asurim. Now, if a person is in Yehuda, he says Davar Ze Keherem, it's going to be mutar. Because Setam Haramim in Yehuda it means Harme Kohanim. However, BeGalil Asurim. You know why? She'en anshei galil makirim et harmei kohanim. Because in anshei galil, see, they didn't have a lot of kohanim over there. And therefore, when they say, stam davar ze keherem, it means what? Keherem of the giving the money to the Beit HaMikdash. Harmei gavoa. And therefore, it's going to be asur. Look at the Ran. Stam haramim bihuda mutarim. Shakonim mitzvim benehem. Because again, they had a lot of kohanim in Yehuda. They give a lot of donations to the Kohanim. Karul de nami harme stam ke harme gavoa. Umeshumache mutarim. Right? Because we said harme Kohanim is mutar. Okay, we'll leave that for that. Now look at the next run. Shena che galim makrim et harme Kohanim. Shemetok shalayu kol kach Kohanim benehem. La harme Kohanim lo karul harem setam. Hilkach ki nadre beharem lekel shukke bemidi deblai harem gavoa kamar. Good. So therefore, all the Rabbi Yehuda is saying at the end of this Mishnah, or wherever the Tanah, the end of the Mishnah is, that it depends where you are. You can't just say Stam Lachmir. You have to analyze where you are, what's their situations. And therefore, like a priest doesn't have Kohanim, you're not going to say that Stam Terumah or Stam Haidim means Haidim to Kohanim. Stam Haidim is going to be used over there to the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, it's going to be Asur. Mashiach in the place where they is, it'll be Mutar. So if you have to go according to the situation. Good? Let's start the Gemara. Gemara says, Vehatenan Safek Nizirut Lehakel. What are you telling me? Nizirut is a neder, isn't it? How do you accept upon yourself Nizirut? Beneder. And we're saying what? We have a Safek of Nizirut Lehakel. Now what's the case of Safek? And that's against the Mishnah, because we just said Safek Nedarim. Or Stam Nedarim, which is a Safek. Imahmir. Head on question. Now give me the case of Stam that is Safek Nizirut, you'll be Mahmir. What's the case? Stam Safek Nizirut Lakin. Case like this. A guy walks by a field, he comes along and says, I'm going to be a Nazir. If in this pile over here, there's 100 kur, whatever, he makes a number. If there's 10 kur of wheat in there, I'll be a Nazir. Then what happens? It burns. So you don't know what was in there. Or somebody went, they pillaged the field. You can never find out exactly
how much was in there.
Or a guy, he says, had any Nazir, if this guy walking by me is a Nazir. Then the guy disappeared. You don't know. So the case says, you have a Safek on the Zirut, Safek the Zirut, Lakin. What do you mean? But now we're saying, Smash with Ma'am Mishnah, Safek Nedir, Lachmir. So comes Gibran and says, Amar Bizra Lakashia. No problem, it's Mahlokat Tanaim. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanan. Now, just to see where the Mahlokat is, we're going to read one more Braita. You have to know that there's two different type of animals. One is called the Behema, and one is called a Haya. Okay, they have different properties, the Behema and the Haya. And every animal is classified either as a Behema or a Haya. However, you have one animal that the Hakamim were misupak on how to classify it, and that's called the koi. Chaf Vav Yud. The koi, it's a halachic sefek. Is it a behema? Is it a haya? Good. Know that's fact. Now we discuss the case. The Tanya. Hamagdish hayato ubehemto. A guy comes along and he makes hekdesh. He says, I'm making hekdesh to my animal or to my haya. That's where Ran lives. It's either or. Either I want to make hekdesh to my animal, my behema, or to my haya. What's the deen? Hekdesh et koi. That the koi now is kodesh. Because it's either a behema or a haya. And in that language, he includes it. Which means, don't think when he said behema and haya, it's only vadai. Behema or vadai. Haya. Once you said those, it includes even the sefek. The bi, the izr omer, lo ekdish et hakoy. The bi says, no. When the guy says behema, haya means the vadai. So he's not coming to include his koi. So that's what it says. This is by animals now. Man de amar mamono me'ayil l'sfeka gufan ami me'ayil. According to Rabbanan, that they say when a guy says a language that's vague, behema or haya, that in his brain he's including even sefek situations to osed his money. So just like a sefek's going to osed his koi, a sefek also will osed himself. In case of nazir. Had any nazir if there's a certain amount of kur in this field. So just like sefek language is osed his mamon, he brings his mamon into the picture, it'll bring also himself into the picture. Uman damar mamono lo me'ayil l'sfeka. And the Bili Ezer, that says no. When he says a language, behema, he means behema vaday. I'm not, I don't mean to include sefekot. So therefore, gufe kol shekendo lo me'ayil l'sfeka. Meaning if he doesn't, not going to put his animals into the equation, certainly he doesn't want to throw himself in the equation in the case of sefek. That's the case of Nazir. Look at the bottom, Ran. We're done. Gufe nameh. Actually, look, Dishitakoi. Look at the one before that. Look, Dishitakoi. The Ran on the bottom of Yudhet Amud Bet. Two lines on the bottom. Yudhet Amud Bet. Look, Dishitakoi. Davi Safik Haya Safik Behema. A koi itself is Safik. The Eeg Dish it Behem To. I mean, if you're going to say that when the guy says Lashon, I'm Magdish my Behema or my Haya. So therefore, Dilma Koi Haya, the Yigdish Haya To, Amrin Dilma Bema, which means if he said Haya, you have to say maybe the Koi is a Haya. It's in the equation. Amrin Bema, maybe the Koi is a Bema. So Koi to the says, the Koi is in the equation, Misafek. So to what? He himself is in the Safek. Gufena Mes, Virale de Ma'il Sfeka. Hilkach, Matnitin, the Stamdirim Nachmir Abanan. That's why Al Mishnah that says Stamdirim Nachmir is the Rabbi Shita. Who's that opinion by Stam Nizirut? Lakel, Rabbi Eliezer, that says what? That just like he doesn't include in a Safek language. The koi, certainly he's not going to put, if his money's not putting into the Safek, he's not putting himself into the Safek. Therefore, it's only on a Vadai meant. But if he doesn't know the status of how much wheat was in the field, he is not a Nazir. So indeed, it comes out as a Mahloket amongst the Tanaim, at least at this point. Either we say stam the darim lahmir or stam the zirut or safik the zirut like mahlok the banana and bili ayyaz.